Welcome to Second Take.
This is episode 4.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't need an intro.
We are live at the TA. We're not live, but you know what I'm saying.
At the volleyball tournament.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's get into top 5. Top 5 school lunches. Ben?
Are we going snake draft or what are we doing?
We're just going straight
up. Go. Number 1, chicken Alfredo.
Yeah,
easy
I
pick.
Agree. That's my number 1 as well. Chicken Alfredo might be the best thing I've ever had here.
Number 2.
Can you say orange chicken?
No. I'm not saying orange chicken. Number 2 is easily, I think, grilled chicken angel and pasta.
I'm not going to lie. That's where I was going to go as well. My number 2 is also grilled cheese and angel and pasta. I'm going to go to my number 3.
Okay.
My number 3. Ham and cheese sliders.
Hot take.
Very hot take.
We got Will screaming in the mic over here. This is going to be a chaotic episode, guys.
But that's okay. That's part of the fun.
Number 3, meatballs and cheese and potatoes. That one's a very throwback. Some people have never had it. Some people don't remember it. That is an elite Trinity lunch. It's barbecue meatballs and cheesy potatoes. Very, very good. Solid number 3.
Yep. I'm not going to lie. I made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean to put Slam and Cheese Sliders at 3. I meant to put them at 4.
Okay.
Because Taco Tuesday
is
number 3.
That's a good
pick. Yes, sir. Taco Tuesday. That is where it's at.
I was gonna go Taco Tuesday at 4.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, what's your
And then my number 5. Orange chicken.
Me too. Orange chicken at 5.
It had to get up there.
Orange chicken's in the top 5.
I feel like it's not debatable.
No, it's not. Everybody loves it.
The top 5
taquitos
list.
Taquitos used to be top 5.
They have fallen off. Empanadas. I'm an empanada lover. Some people are empanada haters.
There's people who are either a taquito lover or an empanada lover.
Yep.
And you can be both, but it's rare.
Yeah. I'm an empanada lover.
I used to be a hater, and I'll eat it.
Yeah, the taquitos are slowly wearing off. I think there's more empanada people as of recently than in the past years.
Which is crazy work because freshman year, bro, I would down like 9 taquitos at a time, and it wasn't even hard.
Yeah. All right. We will spin off. Actually, we'll let Will get the mic here.
Do I get a segue?
Will, what do you think about?
We want top 5 of Will's school lunches.
Just no touching? Okay. Mm-hmm. First, obviously got to go with tacos.
Okay, that's
my favorite. That's my favorite. And then next, angel hair pasta with grilled chicken.
Yes, that's a good one. That's
just
a
today,
very good one.
I got 5 scoops and two chickens. It was $15, but it was worth every ounce of
that
money.
I'm not gonna lie, angel hair pasta is one of the cheaper meals.
I know, it's $150 for a pasta.
I got 2 noodles and 2 chicken, and it was only $8.
I know.
That's a pretty good deal.
Calories per
compared
meal
to
is amazing.
It's calorically dense.
But it is so expensive.
That is so fast.
That was
my number 3 was.
Because I think a lot of y'all don't see the behind the scenes. I get to see the behind the scenes. It takes so much because that's from scratch.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so much is because they have so many ingredients that go in.
No, I did a speech in Mrs. Pawson's class about the best Trinity lunch, and I said it's chicken Alfredo.
It just definitely is chicken Alfredo.
It's hard for me to disagree with that.
All right, what's your 3, Will?
Oh, I said my 3 is chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
Okay, give us a 4.
4 orange chicken.
Okay.
5, a good Chick-fil-A day. They can have some
bad
Chick-fil-A
days. Okay, I feel like that's off limits.
So then I'm going to go.
Yeah, not.
Well, okay, what's
Friday lunches don't count.
Okay.
When
we used to do, what was it called? I don't remember it. It was gas. I looked
chicken.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. That's a good one. That's a good one.
The new pizza bake, that's pretty good too.
I've actually never
I'm not a fan. Not a fan, guys.
I don't hate it.
Not a fan.
Teriyaki chicken. Honestly, it's a little salty.
I like that
opinion.
Saltiness, though, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
But,
it's pretty good. I think that's a salt
Trinity list. Trinity has the best lunches of any school in the
we're
Wichita
gonna make,
area.
We're going to make that take.
Yeah.
No way.
Anywhere in Wichita, you guys do not have better lunches than Wichita Trinity Academy.
I agree with that.
There's no – Collegiate doesn't.
Collegiate's
we
here today.
Collegiate here playing
we will literally get them to come talk to us.
Ours are made with love, too.
Yeah, from the kitchen chicks.
Yes.
Yep.
we're playing collegiate today in volleyball. It's going to be fire.
And who's the other team, bro?
Yeah.
Abilene.
Abilene? All right.
We already beat Abilene in a game.
Oh, yeah. Probably smoked them already.
Yeah, I think
it was 25-5 or something like that. Or 25-20.
Oh, it's not even close. Our volleyball team's dominant this year. I'm going to be honest.
I think this collegiate one will be
harder.
Top
3 sports at Trinity Academy. Oh, my gosh. Is that a spinoff?
Top 3 sports at Trinity Academy.
Top 3?
Top 3.
Football number 1.
Are we talking historically or are we talking like this year?
Just all. Yeah, I think. Let's go.
Of all time?
Our years at Trinity.
Our years at Trinity.
It's hard not to put the cross country at 1.
Cross country 1.
Because they've just been so dominant.
Soccer at 2. Soccer, I mean, that's repeated state.
Bowling at 2.
Bowling at 2?
I say bowling 4, honorable mention.
No, I say
bowling. They won the state championship last
bowling,
year.
Bowling 3. Bowling 3.
Okay, but I think about it from, you have to think about it from the player's perspective and then the watcher's perspective. What would you rather watch? A football or soccer game or a bowling match?
Well, that bowling game, though,
was so fun.
I would rather go to a football game. I would rather go to a football game or a basketball game. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I'm thinking more, like, it's not a diss, but, like, success-wise, like, state tournaments.
I was
like,
thinking more, like, enjoyability.
Okay.
But so, we could do both. We could do both.
I mean, my top three on historic, like, success, I go cross-country 1, soccer 2, bowling 3, and honorable mention, girls swimming at 4.
Yeah, I agree.
Girls swimming has been dominant.
They have been dominant. Led
especially
by Alica.
Yeah.
Well, if you go look right behind you, state runner-up 1999, state champions 2000, state champions 2001, 2004,
yeah, but they just ain't showing them individual.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Oh, baseball.
Baseball has also been dominant.
Oh,
baseball. We'll see how it'll go this year. We don't know yet.
Yeah, but I think they make four because that was their first trip fully to state. They've usually been regional issue with collegiate, but
yeah.
I think we crushed collegiate this year or this past year.
All right. Well.
We'll just stay on. Bet. We'll take our phones off of here so they stop buzzing. The senior assassin group chat's getting bugged. But Bryce Young being benched by the Panthers.
Valid.
Is that awful or is that a good decision?
Can we say that one more time?
Bryce Young benched by the Panthers.
I'm not going to lie. The Panthers are a poverty franchise.
Yeah, but
that being your position going into the season, it's not going to be good. I mean, no matter what, he's not going to be good with the Panthers.
He had sacked 68 times.
I feel like that's Bryce Young is more of an issue than even just the offensive line.
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
Bryce Young.
I think they just have not given him a fair shot at all with good weapons around him.
I mean, it's hard to get.
Going to the Panthers just does not give you a good position at all when it comes to football.
He's already starting in the trenches.
But that's the thing is, like, he's also so inexperienced. If you put, like, someone like.
Well, I know. They're just. That's not fair to him because he's playing in a terrible franchise, putting in a bad position, and he's inexperienced. He needed someone to learn from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he didn't get the opportunity to.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with that, but I'm saying it's
the problem with the NFL today is they want quarterbacks to play
right
as they get out of college, and it's almost
we're seeing mistakes with Caleb Williams already. He's he's already showing his inexperience in the college world or not the NFL. The pro world. Yeah. I mean,
who's one who's actually done good?
I'm just really excited about Michael Penix because Michael Penix is learning.
Oh, yeah, because
he's learning.
Wait, who's he on?
Kirk Cousins. That's he's on the Falcons.
It'll be a while before he's in the league, but who knows? Maybe Kirk will become washed 1 year, and they'll bench him, and they'll make him the backup, and Penix start. Maybe it was a good move by the Falcons. Who knows?
I think it was an amazing move.
I mean,
I think that was probably one of the best trades because, I mean, think about this. You got a leader now. You got a decent on the Falcons. They have a decent amount of weapons, like Bijan, Drake.
I mean, they showed it.
Yeah,
beat
I know.
The Eagles.
It was beautiful. I love that.
That was a great game. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
No. We'll move on. We'll move right on.
No.
All right, we're getting our first person on the hot mic here.
All right, Matthew.
Matthew.
We know you're a notorious Raiders fan.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about the Raiders game?
I mean, it was a phenomenal game.
Against the Ravens?
Against the Ravens. I mean, our defense had an absolute masterclass, even though there was 23 points dropped on us against an offense that was previously thought of to be top five in the league. That's an absolutely insane performance. And especially since they, you know, they had all the credentials. They had most of their team not injured.
Yeah.
Most of the team not injured. It was just a great game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the Raiders outplayed the Ravens. And the Ravens, I think they're still in it. I mean, as Coach Hall said, there's a lot of good 0-2 teams out there. The Ravens are 0-2.
That's great.
The Bengals are 0-2. And you can be 0-2 and still do great things.
I mean, you have so many games left.
Yeah.
So many games left.
Yeah, the season's still young. I mean.
Predictions. Will you guys beat the Chiefs this year? Like, honestly, will you beat the Chiefs?
You've been talking too much snack.
Uh-huh. I mean, it really does depend on whether or not our offense gets locked in. I mean, I saw Gardner Minshew in the second half of the game. He was going absolutely crazy, leading our defense, and especially Max Crosby being a leader and going in there telling him, you need to lead this offense. You need to lock in.
Joe Alt clamped him up.
Joe Alt did.
Joe Alt's pretty good, though.
He is a great defender. I will not lie. I do not like the Chargers, but he does deserve some accolades.
He was locking him up. Oh, my goodness.
But that did not happen for week two. Max Crosby had a crazy game. What was it? Two sacks, two TFLs.
Yeah.
Multitude of tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing great.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Alt, though, I mean, his dad, I mean, his was a football player. He played for the Chiefs. He's in the Ring of Honor. I think Joe Alt for the Chargers, he could be in the Chargers Ring of Honor. Who knows? We'll see.
Who, LaDainian Tomlinson?
Dude, who are you, man? Neil.
I mean,
LaDainian Tomlinson is a good running back for the Chargers.
Okay.
No, he has really good stats.
We're not talking about that though, right now.
But who are you talking about?
We're talking about the Raiders.
Raiders and Max Crosby.
Oh yeah, the Raiders won by 3, 26-23.
Yeah. That did happen.
That did happen.
I promise you that happened.
I'm not going to lie. During the last 2 minutes of that game, I really did believe that the Ravens were about to come back and get in there.
Yeah, how do you feel about your ex-quarterback, Derek Carr popping off?
I'm so sad that he left. It was honestly all McDaniel's fault. He's a terrible head coach.
Spotify.
Everybody's... people are coming up.
Yo, our viewership might be good. This might be good for our PR, bro. Our PR.
For real.
We might make it out of the 40 downloads hood.
It's okay.
Hey, we having fun out here.
Yeah. Yo, McCain.
McCain, let's go.
McCain, get your butt over here. He just said he's not going to join the podcast to hear us make fun of his Cowboys losing. We're not here to make fun of you.
The Cowboys just suck.
The Cowboys might just be a terrible team. Hey,
I will gladly talk about the Saints because Derek Carr.
He popped off.
I do love Derek Carr. He's a great guy. I think he was completely underrated when he was with. He was completely underrated when he was with the Raiders. Our offense was just not there. Our coaching was just not there.
Yeah.
If he was on the Raiders right now, I do believe that we could have at least a top 15 offense instead of our top 30 offense right now. We've seen his potential. He's been going absolutely insane for the past 2 weeks. I think he can absolutely keep it up. Maybe not as many points, but still can keep it up. Still can keep making the Saints win games, especially with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great running back.
5 touchdowns? It's insane. I mean,
he thought Christmas came early, right?
For real. And who else? I don't know about all that.
Nah, that ain't happening.
I mean, we can go right into
Colts Packers.
I mean, what do you have to say?
It's a good game.
Can you go away, Bill?
I think the Packers did okay without Jordan Love.
Yeah.
They came out with a dub. Anthony Richardson, like I said, he's just fraudulent.
I have Anthony Richardson on my fantasy team. I really do think he can be good. He has that Cam Newton archetype. But you can't be throwing three interceptions in a game, especially, two interceptions in the last half
of
the game?
He's so inaccurate.
Absolutely not.
He's literally the pro version of Jalen Daniels.
He could throw a bomb, but he's so inaccurate.
I really do believe that he could be good, but he does need to just focus.
That's so bad. Yeah, I mean, made a great without Jordan Love. It'll be a hard couple, how many ever weeks he's out for.
Where's Mr. Beckler at?
But, yeah.
Where's Mr. Beckler at?
You want me to find him?
Yeah, we need to find him.
Talk about the Niners game?
Yep, the Niners game.
He's not going to want to talk about it, though.
He'll talk about the Niners.
He can talk about the... Dan Beckler, new AD.
Big hire.
Worked with the Niners for a while.
Worked at KU.
KU.
That's pretty trash, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really good.
That's not great at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find him. That's the big issue.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be back. Break.
Yeah. All right, we're back. McCain hates our podcast, and he was dissing on
it. He's a hater. He does not want to hear us hate on the Cowboys, who are terrible.
They're terrible.
Dog water.
The Dallas Cowboys are fraudulent. Awful franchise. The only thing good about them is Deuce Vaughn and Cooper Beebe.
Real.
Other than that, Dak Prescott is terrible. They're paying him way too much to be mediocre. CeeDee Lamb, overpaid.
Definitely. That's real.
Bro, they just got those. Sorry.
CeeDee Lamb.
Tangent
point. Okay, let's be real. CeeDee Lamb's not overpaid, though.
What?
I mean,
CeeDee Lamb's kind of awesome.
Dak Prescott's definitely overpaid, but CD is
my glorious king. If CD was on any other team, I'd have his jersey.
McCain is currently doing TikTok dances, flirting with the whole volleyball team right now.
But McCain thinks he's getting his bag with every single girl. He's not in his bag at all. Air that, chat.
We'll run it.
It'll be ran.
Yeah, we will get
good
Mr.
Good luck, volleyball girls.
He just told Caden good luck. He thinks he's in his bag. Oh, Levi's in his bag. Now he's distracted.
All right, chill.
I'm pretty sure she's a tutor, so you're good.
All right. Anyways, let's just. I mean, it was a. The Cowboys were in the game for a little while, but CD had a big play. But after a while, I mean, it was cooked completely, entirely.
Corey just.
It was bad.
Why would you do this?
Cowboys, they got slaughtered. Slaughtered. I mean, but yeah.
All right. Seahawks Patriots.
Dude, this one was close, and I kind of called it before. I was like, the Patriots can win this game. They didn't end up doing it, but it was a very close game.
Yeah, we almost got whacked.
Our table almost just got killed. That would have been bad.
Yeah, that would have been awful. That would have been awful.
This might be the most chaotic podcast.
Oh, it definitely is.
And it's just going to get more chaotic.
Seahawks, Patriots, two wash teams. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl.
Ramondre Stevenson is the GOAT.
The Seahawks won this time.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about
they
that.
They probably ran the ball.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Should have fed Marshawn.
Yeah. That is probably one of the most. I remember watching that game when I was four.
Do you see the Commanders Giants? The Commanders kicker kicked 7 field goals to win the game, and he was the only scoring on the.
How many fantasy points did he have?
I don't know.
Oh, it'd be absurd.
It's like 20 something.
That's insane. By a kicker.
Yeah. The record's 8.
Wow.
In a game.
See, I had 24.
But
got a bunch of C team people looking at us, bro.
Yeah, bro. Poor
yeah,
team.
I mean. The Commander, I mean, they're playing the Giants, and the Giants are also a poverty franchise, so it's what can you do about that? What, are you a Giants fan?
No, I like what's his face?
I miss
Daniel Jones.
Malik Neighbors.
Malik Neighbors is good.
I love Malik Neighbors.
He is good.
I'm a very big Jaden Daniels guy.
I love me some Jaden Daniels.
I do too. I think Jaden Daniels can be good in this league. He's got a good first game.
Give him some weapons.
Just give him time. He has Terry McLaurin. He has other players on his team. Give him time. He will be great. He is the Commanders guy. But, yeah.
Will just got distracted. I miss 2020. Was it 2020, Taylor Heinicke? Or 2021? When he led that playoff charge and they almost beat. Did they almost beat the Cowboys? Is that who they almost beat?
I don't know. Honestly.
They went on a charge. They almost won, too. Yeah. I love that guy.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was making Emmy get me Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean,
I forgot to mention, if y'all go back in our episodes, Will was a co-host at one point.
My bad, guys. My bad.
We kept telling Will to show up last season, and he was either couldn't come or whatever it was. But, yeah.
Yeah.
My bad, boys.
No,
I'm
you're
back.
Good.
You're good. You're good.
Because you're back. There's Mr. Beckler.
Oh, okay.
Scream for him.
You want me to go get him?
All right, never mind. We couldn't
never
get
mind.
Him on.
He does not want to be on.
That's okay.
We'll get him on at some point. Bengals, Chiefs. Levi, you were at this game. What are your thoughts?
Dude, you were at the game?
I was at the Bengals, Chiefs game. It was fun. I mean, this isn't the first game I've been to, but.
Chiefs got bailed.
It was. That's an absurd comment, but I'll get into that in a second. But, I mean, the Chiefs should have lost that game, honestly, but they pulled it out. I mean, it wasn't. And that's a hard win.
The refs pulled it out.
Every single day, I watch a Chiefs, like, random call go out. Every single day, I see one of those. I'm like, guys, this is getting worse and worse. Like, the bailouts.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs were not bailed out on this game.
See, that PI is controversial.
That P is not controversial. It was clearly PI. He ran into the guy.
How did Malcolm Butler get that pick on the 1 yard line?
That
by
was
hitting
an insane
him.
Pick.
Dude, it was the same thing. Do you see him get flown to the
I
ground?
I agree. This is my thing. If it's every single time they're getting a controversial call which overturns the game, it's a penalty.
It wasn't a controversial call. It
was
PI.
A lot
if
of the time.
Talk
it's
to any NFL
call.
Professional, talk to any
Guess
football
what?
Professional, they're saying it's PI.
Then Malcolm Butler, should that have been DPI?
Yeah.
Should that have been DPI?
It's the same game. I don't care.
It's the same type concept. Of thing.
I understand.
He just
I'm
rams
not talking
into
about
him.
That at all, though. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Chiefs being.
Well, yes,
game.
They're similar calls. So, do you think Malcolm Butler should have been DPI?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
The 1 yard pick by Malcolm Butler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Super Bowl, Patriots, Seahawks. When they don't
oh, yeah.
run it to Marshawn, that's the same type of thing. He hits him, rocks him.
I mean, I'd have to look at it again, but to. I know what you're talking about now, but I'd have to look at it again.
Really good serve by Abilene.
See what you're talking
there.
About,
can't,
but
can't
it was
lie.
PI. Talk to anybody who knows what they're talking about. They will say it's PI, and that's just a fact. And
I
you
know.
Can't say it's not.
I think
I'm not gonna lie. They won the turnover battle. One call shouldn't have won them the game. Shouldn't have won us the game.
I think
honestly,
it's just
if
all
you think about it, if you look at it.
It's just all these calls happening at the most unfortunate times.
Yes, and that's true. And so
I think
and some of them are definitely controversial.
That's what adds to it.
And some of them are
it's
very
because of the time yeah. and place
None
of the
None of the
game.
Calls have been wrong. They've just been weak most of the time. This
I,
last
I
one
I actually
wasn't
agree
weak.
With that
that's
take.
That's a good take.
That's a good take.
Cuz I mean a lot of them are subjective calls from the refs. Like
yeah.
that's not it's not
yeah.
a
I mean,
objective like a like delay of game. Like, that's objective. But,
yeah.
like, a PI or a hold, it's pretty subjective.
It's pretty subjective.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was a – I mean, it was a good game. It was really stressful at the end, though.
Oh, I
– And it was
– stressed out.
I was sitting there. I'm like, dude, I don't know how this is going to go. 4th and 16. And then we – I mean, we come back and win. But and we didn't really come back because there was – it was a crazy game. There was a ton of turnovers. And
only reason I have a strong opinion about it is because Joe Burrow was on my fantasy team, and I wanted him to score more points.
That's fair, and that's fair. I get that. But, yeah, it was a fun game. If you've never been to Arrowhead, I would encourage going there. It's probably one of the most fun game experiences you can go to. I can't think of one better.
All right, we're gonna spin to college football here. We've spent way too much time.
I love college football.
In the NFL, we got to go to college football here. This is my love. Nebraska is ranked.
Nebraska's tough.
I mean, We said this earlier on. They're gonna be ranked by the end of this. By the end of the season.
I see them 20s. Yeah, I mean
in the 20s.
I didn't. When I said that I could see them in a Big Ten championship. I didn't think about conference realignment with the Pac-12 and everything. So, I mean, you do have USC in the Big Ten, which is just kind of weird to think about.
That is not where they should be, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But, yeah, they're definitely not going to be there. They're not going to be in a Big Ten championship. They're not going to be playing in the 12-team playoff.
No, they've improved a ton.
We're not going to see them in a New Year's Six. We're going to see them at a bowl game, though.
They can move the ball.
They're going to be there. But they're not going to be high up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the fact.
I like to look at the parallels between Dillarayola coming out as a – I'm not talking about Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about Dillarayola coming out as a freshman.
Yeah.
Coming out, leading the team.
It's impressive.
And you look at Bryce Young coming out as a rookie. I know it's a different league.
I mean, it's a completely different scenario.
It's a completely different league, but you look at it and it's like –
And I don't
he
think,
comes
in
a Nebraska situation that was better than years before than the year before.
I don't, but
Nebraska
I also
built their team this offseason.
I also don't think we've seen Nebraska being completely tested yet.
No, we haven't.
Because Colorado is not a great team. Like they're an okay team. They're a pass heavy team. Nebraska's run defense hasn't been tested yet. And
who do they play next?
Illinois. That's going to be a good game.
Illinois is a ranked team, and they beat KU.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good matchup. Huge matchup.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch.
There's Mr. Beckler.
Oh, is he coming over? Yeah, he is.
Mr. Beckler.
Are you on?
We're on.
Yeah.
Are you going live?
We're on.
Hot seat.
We're on.
Where's my headphone set?
They don't need it.
Here,
set it up. Like, keep it on the table.
Hold my mic.
Okay, you can hold it.
I mean, you can hold it if you want.
Is that not good?
Well, it's just like when it rattles on the table, it rattles pretty bad.
My bad.
You're good?
What are we talking about?
The 49ers.
What do you want to talk about them?
Game recap and then your thoughts on the season.
I will say it is very early in the season. Let me take you back to last season when the Chiefs were struggling mightily. Everyone was freaking out. Oh, no, Tyreek Hill, we should have kept him. Then our offense wouldn't be struggling.
Yeah.
And it was just be patient.
Yeah.
Right. Aaron Rodgers spelled out relax a few years ago, right? Early in the season, there's always pretenders and contenders. Mm-hmm. I think that the 49ers will certainly have a chance to go all the way. And I think playing in Minnesota is a really tough place to play. It's very loud. Great home field advantage there. And I think the fact that Brandon Ayuk was not there for training camp, the rust and the timing has shown a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, and Sam Darnold's kind of been popping off a little bit.
And where was he last year?
That's a crazy thing to say.
Do you remember where he was last year? He was the backup for the 49ers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he spent all last year as a scout team quarterback picking apart that defense in practice every day. He would always be
there.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
And Andrew throwing to Justin Jefferson, which is like –
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad, which helps.
Yeah.
And then –
So it's all those little things that all goes into. If Sam Darnold knows the 49ers offense working with Coach Shanahan, and then he knows the defense having gone against it every day, it's a recipe for success.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of games to play. A lot.
What do you got? 15 more, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah, at a minimum. Who's your team? Chiefs?
I'm Chiefs. He's Packers.
Packers / Aaron Rodgers following.
Are you allowed to do that? Like Brett Favre? Do you remember Brett Favre?
Not a lot, but I know of Brett Favre.
Do you remember what he did when he retired and came back and then retired and then Aaron Rodgers was ready to play? Kind of like what Jordan Love did with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, it's the same situation.
It's the same situation. It's just funny how it all comes around.
Yeah.
But if the Packers are able to have a quarterback at the caliber that they had with Aaron Rodgers and then Brett Favre, and if they can keep that caliber with Jordan Love, that's pretty special when you look at Chicago Bears or the Cleveland Browns, who cannot find a franchise quarterback to save their lives.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about Caleb Williams. I mean, he came in. He didn't play the greatest game against the Texans. It didn't help that he was getting pressure from like all sides.
For sure.
And it was a crazy game. But, yeah.
What were your biggest surprises in week two for the NFL?
Probably the Vikings-Niners game, honestly. I mean, it's impressive. But
Falcons-Eagles.
Falcons-Eagles, that one too.
I'll give you that.
That one was a great game. I mean, I didn't get to see the whole thing because I had to go to bed because I was tired from football.
Yeah. It's all working hard. That's what it is.
I mean, it was a crazy game. I mean, Kirk Cousins still got it in him. He kind of picked apart that defense at the end. I mean,
that last drive.
Yeah.
Marched right on down and put him away. I think one of the things that surprised me most, and this is more after week two, was the Panthers benching Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Did you already
talk
about that?
Yeah.
That to me, and it's a new coach, so it's easier, but to do that after week two, that kind of tells you where their mindset is with him. And they can say hey, we want him to rest and learn from a veteran and see it from the sideline. That does help to a certain degree, but that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
You pick him number one overall last year.
I just think that they haven't set him up very well.
Sure. What they traded and to go up and get him, gave away to get it, and not as much in return. Either you pay for it now or you pay for it later.
Yeah.
You can't do it both.
So you worked with the Niners. What was your position and, like, how did that work?
Yeah, I was there for 10 years. I was the director of football communications, so I handled all the PR, media relations. So when players or coaches or front office staff, GM, did interviews, I would help organize that, be on the road for away games to help with statistics and publicity of the team, working with the players on a daily basis. So I was there 10 years. It was my first coach when I first got out there in 2010 was Mike Singletary.
Uh-huh.
Then had Jim Harbaugh for 4 years. Then had Jim Tomsula for one, Chip Kelly for one, and then Kyle Shanahan before I left to go to KU.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was a lot. It was fun.
I don't know.
What's cool now is like Patrick Willis was just inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I was able to work with him when he was out in San Francisco, and so. It's pretty cool to be able to be around really the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, be enshrined in Canton's pretty cool.
So how was the Super Bowl experience? Like,
besides the, I mean, obviously.
Well, losing
the
is
losses.
Not fun. That is the, what I'll say about that is the year prior to going to the Super Bowl, we went to the NFC Championship game and lost to the New York Giants in overtime. That was when the Giants went on to beat the Patriots the year they were undefeated in the regular season. That was more devastating probably than losing the Super Bowl because you got so close, and the Niners had been down for so long before Coach Harbaugh came in. And to be that close, you just don't know if you're ever going to get a chance to go back. And then the next year, go to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, it's fun. You know, there's only two teams playing for it.
Yeah.
It is the brightest of lights. All the media are there. All the attention from around the world is focused on two teams. And so to be part of that was pretty special.
Yeah.
There goes Brock Purdy right now.
We just had Brock Purdy run by.
See, there's Niner fans here. He's probably 9 or 10 years old rocking a Brock Purdy jersey.
So did you have a team before you kind of became indoctrinated into the 49ers?
Yep, I did. It was the Green Bay Packers.
Nice.
So that's my dad is from the Wisconsin area, lived in Nebraska a little bit, and then Wisconsin as well. So I grew up a very big Packers fan. And so it was pretty cool. I got to go to Lambeau Field a few times, and I actually was able to beat the Packers a couple times.
Layla. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Let's talk Trinity Knights football.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Good, bad, ugly. What's our honest assessment so far?
I mean, you didn't see freshman year Trinity Knights football.
14 players.
The team was tiny. I mean, we didn't have – the coaches weren't very great. And people didn't try very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Hall came in. And he talked a big game. And, I mean, I can see it. He wants to win. He had success with the Sunrise, and I think he can do it. I mean, it's going to take a while.
Agree.
It's hard to rebuild a program entirely.
For sure. You got to find program builders.
Yeah.
I believe it. No, Coach Hall is a great man, and I love what he's doing with you guys and doing it the right way. I think the biggest thing about football is I don't think you'll find a bigger team sport than football. Mm-hmm. And I actually never played football because we didn't have it here at Trinity. We got it the year after I graduated. But if you do not have all 11 men on the field at the same time doing exactly what they're supposed to do, then the play can get blown up.
Yeah.
If one guy goes the wrong way, that's it.
Yep.
And so I just really think attention to detail that you have to have in football is hard to beat.
Coach Hall harps on that all the time. And obviously we're not perfect.
Yep.
I mean, that's shown in the last two games. And we got a lot of work to do. And we just got to keep showing up and putting in that work.
Yep.
This is a great year. I think this is the most players we've had in
a while.
Since we've been at Trinity.
Yeah. When my brother was here before the year right before Miller came in, and I mean, they weren't like, they went 4-5, I think, and this was before the playoffs was how it is now or whatever for high school football. And they're a pretty good team, but I mean, we also play them like against some pretty hard teams, honestly.
Oh, no
compared
doubt.
To a lot of division, like a lot of divisions.
For sure, because the state sets that district, right? So there's five teams in it, and so all four, or we play all four teams once, so. It'll be a good challenge. You get out there and you get between the white lines and you play and just keep playing hard. I'm proud of you guys. It's been fun to watch you the first couple of games. I know there's a lot of season left. And to your point about even having a JV team this year and having the young boys continue to learn and grow, all that.
Yeah. I mean, being able to – having that JV and having the like just having the numbers and being able to run a scout defense. Because there was when I started playing, we had coaches like on scout defense or whatever lining up, and
that's difficult.
It was hard.
When you got 14, you got to have 11. You can't really go up against the defense of three individuals.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hurt your coaches either. You know, you break their ankles. Ty, do you guys talk about the atmosphere being here at the volleyball?
Yeah, we will. Once.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to have the student section rocking and
Once
free food's always a good way to keep going.
For real.
I mean, I think the turnout, we'll get some more numbers, I think, at the 7:15.
Oh, for sure.
Do you call it a serve off, kick off, tip off?
I don't know. I think it's tip off.
First serve at 7:15.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
See, there you go.
There we go.
You're learning the volleyball lingo.
I'm super excited for basketball season. That's my personal favorite Trinity sport. I don't play. I just love the student section because this gym gets rowdy quick.
Yeah.
For sure.
We've had some problems with that.
It's all good.
We won't
just
have
show
those
up and behave. No, you won't.
We won't have any problems.
We won't have any problems in the student section, will we?
We will not be ridden.
This is on the record. You have all said it.
Yeah.
There won't be problems.
Yeah.
No, I think, honestly, that game, that homecoming game last year, like, after we got in trouble, the game, like, a couple games before, like, it was the most fun because we were not, like. Because
everyone was just screaming
was,
for our team.
It was positive, and it was, like, and it was just, we were doing good, too, our team was, and it was just, I mean, it was fun.
For
it was
sure.
more fun than.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Before.
Fun cheering on. No, you're right, this place gets rocking, and we're going to throw in a few.
We're not doing KU stuff. We're not doing KU stuff.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
We're not doing KU stuff.
You said your favorite sport is basketball.
Uh-huh.
What better program to copy
That's
than
a fair
what
point.
Kansas basketball
that
has
is a
done,
fair
especially
point.
When you talk about the atmosphere that they have in Allen Fieldhouse. And we've got the rowdiness to be able to pull off some of that here. How could you not want to be a part of that?
Yeah, then at that rate, at the football games, we might start doing the Wabash.
Nobody wants to do that?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I'll do you it can, on the side.
Yeah, nope. Not approved. I'm glad we had that conversation.
I'm bringing a speaker tomorrow. We're playing the Wabash Cannonball at kickoff.
You get the band to learn it.
Yeah, we're getting the band to learn it.
Don't worry, I've already talked to Mr. Royal about that. That won't be an issue.
We'll pay off Mr. Royal.
Yeah, you have to pay him a lot more than me.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get a cheeseburger because I'm hungry.
All right.
Did you guys already get some?
No, not yet.
All right, we'll take a break and get you some water and cheeseburger and hot dogs.
Yeah, I think we're about to take a break anyway.
Good.
So.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Great work.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. Uh-huh.
Let's go. All right, turn your mic on.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
We are back. We are about to start up. Girls volleyball.
Girls volleyball, Trinity versus Collegiate.
Yes, sir.
Collegiate just came off of a hard-fought game against Abilene.
Yep.
This is going to be a very entertaining game.
I feel
game.
Good about this game.
I feel good. Volleyball feel team's been dominant.
We need more people to turn up, though.
Yeah.
Not
this
gonna lie.
This was literally advertised, free burgers, free food.
And if we can fill the student section, we get, Spirit Wear Day?
We get a Spirit Wear Day. This is disappointing. I'm calling out all of Trinity right now.
Yeah, this is very disappointing.
This is very sad.
We need more people to pull up. It's 7:27. Show up.
This is literally like when the Arkansas football tickets were going for 1 cent.
We'll be good. We'll be good, though. We'll be good. I mean.
This is good.
Yeah.
We're going to roll open mics, I think, this whole game.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what you're kind of putting down here. We've got, I think, quite a few people that want to be on, and we've already gotten some pretty good people to be on here already.
We're going to have a post-game interview by L. Davis.
I really like the interview with Mr. Beckler.
Yeah, that one was fire.
That was a great interview.
Yeah.
We literally have non-Trinity students filling up this student section right now.
Yo, Gavin.
Gavin,
where's everybody?
As the Stucco president, what is this disappointing turnout that you've led? You are the student body president right now, and this is atrocious.
But as president, you will be hated, and you'll be loved for it. Hey,
yeah.
I ate them up.
What are we supposed to do?
Nothing.
You
force people to come. Detentions if you don't come.
Yep, you start punishing them.
I appreciate volleyball.
I appreciate it. You're gonna have some lower approval ratings than Kamala, bro. Oh, my goodness.
Gavin, get on here. Gavin, we need you on an open mic. Well, you don't. Okay. Yeah, come sit down.
Come sit down, Gavin.
We have a chair for you.
We have All right. a chair.
Gavin, student body president, how are you feeling right now?
How do I feel?
You won over a senior.
What? You beat a senior.
I did.
To be student body president.
Do I feel bad? A little bit.
That's fair.
I heard your papers were turned in late, Gavin.
Oh, shoot.
There's controversy.
It was approved. A true statement?
It was approved.
Were your papers turned in
late?
Was
that turned in late?
No.
No?
It was not late. Those are accusations? False.
Okay.
You heard it here, guys.
Your golf game.
We got Yam talking, distracting the podcast
maybe,
here.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever Yam just said.
I mean, it's not very relevant.
Wow.
Probably true. We will not air that, but.
probably
for the better. Probably for the better.
Probably a true statement, though.
I mean, honestly.
It's a true statement. I can confirm a true statement.
Yeah, you are manager.
Do we
football team?
Do we
You're
have
for the basketball?
Do we have the man? Do we know of the man?
We do know. We do know. The information is there.
Is it Mr. Mills?
No, definitely.
Definitely
not
Mr. Mills.
I know who it is. Yeah.
We love Mrs. Pawson.
That's our public speaking teacher.
Mrs. Pawson, best public speaking teacher of all time.
The best.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The best. We're getting set up for this game.
Yep.
Game time. We learned that it's not tip off. It's not kickoff. It is first serve.
First serve.
First serve in about 7 minutes.
Yep.
Gavin, who is your go-to college football team?
Well, I will have to say my family's from Iowa.
Okay.
Okay.
I do like myself the Hawkeys.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year that bowl game was a disgrace.
But I'm not a real big college football guy.
That's fair.
But I kind of dabble. That's a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm. I think Iowa, they're pretty fraudulent.
They're very fraudulent.
Yes, that bowl game showing, I am a partial Vols fan. My mom is from Knoxville.
It has been rough. Scoring maximum 10 points a game is not ideal.
That's rough.
No, it's not at all.
Your opponent scores 3, then you do win.
Yeah. That is true.
So
if you can keep the defense, the other offense to 3 points, you win the game.
You do win the game.
Or even 9 points.
This year.
Yes, sir.
We do have ourselves a new offensive coordinator. Hopefully in the next 3-4 years, we can get an offensive game going.
Maybe.
If not, then we resort back to winning 10-3.
I think you should just stick with it. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's very true.
Yeah?
Very true. If we can have the leading tackler in the nation, we can have a leading tackler in the nation. And
I think Big Ten is just a poverty.
Oh, for sure. 100% right now. They're in a little bit of shambles.
I mean, the conference realignment helped you guys a little bit with, like, USC and some other teams.
We got some big names now, but some big teams, but
Your existing teams are just not there.
Michigan, Ohio State.
Michigan's fraudulent this year.
This year, yep. I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Ohio State being led by quarterback
Michigan is 100%.
Yeah. Will Howard is questionable at best.
All right.
You think so?
I think so.
Confirmed, we have another guest on later today.
Nate Aubrey.
Nate Aubrey.
We talked a lot about Nate Aubrey. Nate Aubrey? He's goated.
The GOAT.
Absolute incredible man.
Nate Aubrey is the GOAT.
Yeah.
One of the best men I've ever met. I will say that. Nate Aubrey is a great guy.
Feel like
great
guy. Over-introduce him.
Yeah, but we'll have to come, when it comes time.
All right. Mill, what are we doing?
We need a statement from Mill.
Mill,
come here.
Oh.
Get out of here, bro.
Get out, bro.
Get out of here.
We say positive, bro. We need a good environment.
Actually, yeah, Mill leave.
That's what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
What you mean,
Mill, can we leave, please?
Mill, let's.
Do I have to escort you out, Mill?
Mill, let's get out of here.
He is the president. Gavin is the president.
Oh, no.
Stuco president.
Hello.
We have chaos going on right now.
This is a little chaotic. This is going to be a really long podcast.
This might be an atrocity.
It's okay.
We might have to post this in two parts where our actual script and then our open mic.
I say we just send it. Just full send.
Send the longest podcast known to mankind.
I think we should.
Gavin has reclaimed his seat.
Mill, man.
The Knights have started warming up.
Dude,
the volleyball team this year, I mean, might be the best team sport that Trinity has this year.
What are we saying? Top three in your years at Trinity Academy, top three sports based on success?
Our cross-country team.
Okay, number one.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt. That is unanimous one. This year's volleyball team could be number two.
Okay, that's big. That's a big game. That's a big game.
I know the baseball team last year was good.
Yeah.
Was good. They were state runner-up.
Yeah.
Very good.
We got work to do
this year.
This volleyball team might win state.
I think they're very good.
It's possible. It's possible.
As well.
I had to say soccer at two.
I do think, yeah, soccer is right there.
Bowling at three. Bowling at three.
The aura. Bowling just brings in a whole different side of sports.
I mean, when you got
Connor, John,
when you got Connor,
yeah,
and Croy and
Charlie
and Justin. Chase this year,
Justin,
incredible,
Chase signed him on free agency, picked
Dude,
up Chase.
I'm excited.
You got Landon Rohr coming
incredible
in,
deal.
Logan Milliman. We've got some dudes about to roll that ball down the
beasts,
lane.
Just
beasts. They lost their best player, and they might got better this year.
They.
It,
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's a hot take.
It's a hot take.
Connor, it's going to be close. Connor did carry, Connor but did carry. The team is still together.
Yeah, honestly, Justin had a better game.
Because they iced him, bro. They literally iced Connor.
The team is good this year.
Spotify.
Sure.
Go Cowgirls. Thank you, dog. Can I have your snap?
Nah, we good.
We chilling. What school is that?
Good stuff, Ben. Good stuff.
We got Abilene.
Abilene hopped on the pod for.
We do not want Abilene.
No, we don't.
Already beat them tonight.
Yeah,
so
we beat them. So I don't know why they're so happy about.
The confidence is.
No, we smoked them. What was it in three sets?
I think it was in two. I'm pretty sure. Was it? Two? I missed the last part. Three. Was it three? Was it three? I'm not sure.
Two?
I'm pretty sure it was two.
Do they play three?
We got Luke Kenny.
Oh, do they play to five or do they play?
Play best of three.
Best of three. It's very chaotic right now because. Yeah. Five at the ball.
Minute 30 and counting to first serve.
Yeah, we're about 10 minutes in. That was pretty crazy state of events. Yeah, we're not giving that snap away.
100%.
No,
Ben, I think that's the correct move.
Hey, I appreciate the backing up.
Exactly. Luke, these random girls came up to us and asked for our snaps, basically.
Sounds like Riz.
But it wasn't because they were from the other, they're the enemy team, bro.
Yeah,
we do not cooperate.
We
do not talk
the
with
the Old Testament where they didn't intermarry between kings, bro.
Wow.
Yes.
See?
That's gotta be.
I see it though.
Teams? What do you mean team? Like
teams.
No, yeah.
Like they would marry.
Like kingdoms? They wouldn't do that?
Under a minute counting.
They were told not to intermarry, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure
I think that's true.
Yeah. If I know my Bible knowledge wrong. Hey, looks like our special guest has returned.
Shout out to Hayden Roy.
All right.
I think I'm going to sign off here.
All right.
Thank you, boys. Thank you, boys, for having me.
I appreciate you, Gavin. Game time. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Game time.
Joseph Lott needs to move out the way because we cannot see the game right now. Appreciate you, Joseph.
Appreciate you, Joey.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Good environment here. Oh, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Nate Aubrey. Of Trinity basketball.
How do you feel about this volleyball game?
K-State.
About this volleyball game? Mm-hmm. I feel great. I think we're ready to go. Our game against Abilene went good earlier, and I'm looking forward to another good one tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. See, if you don't mind, we hit you with a little interview while we're doing this.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
So when did you start picking up basketball? Like, when was that your thing?
My parents had me signed up for teams when I was like 3 years old, but honestly, by the time I was in As long as I can remember, really, I loved basketball. So it was pretty much my lifetime.
Yeah.
Did you have to make a decision, like, because I know you played soccer at Manhattan High School. Did you have to make a decision, or was that kind of a no-brainer to go play basketball?
Well, I actually played both in college. MCC? MCC. So in high school, I had to make the decision whether I was going to play club soccer or AAU basketball, and I went with AAU basketball, but I still love both the sports. Yeah.
So tell me how that process went with playing for MCC for a few years and then jumping ship to the good old Kansas State Wildcats.
Yep. So played 4 years at MCC. I played both sports, so soccer in the fall, basketball in the winter. Soccer would go a little bit into the basketball season, so I'd always miss a couple games and stuff at the beginning. But when I finished up playing basketball at MCC, I went and listened to Coach Tang at his introductory press conference. And there's something a little different about him. And I just wanted to be a part of that culture, be around him. And so I didn't have his phone number, I didn't have his email, but I reached out to him on Instagram. I DM'd him, told him my background in basketball and ministry. I asked him how the walk-on process went, and he invited me to come over, bring my transcripts, bring my game film. Played with the guys that summer, essentially a tryout, and then at the end of the summer, he told me I was going to be a part of the team. So that's how I got there.
That's sick.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How was the environment as a player in Bramlage?
It was crazy. Especially when once we got going. At the beginning, I feel like we were trying to get them to come, try to get them excited about what we were going to do. But once they realized what we were going to do, they were packing that place every night, and it was fun. They were loud. It was energetic. Some of the best environments I've been in, for sure.
Dude, I don't know what I was going to say. Not going to lie.
Here, I got a question for you guys. All right. Basketball Mount Rushmore. Who you got?
Levi, all you.
Number one, Michael Jordan.
He cannot stand that, bro. He cannot.
LeBron.
I am a LeBron guy. I'm going to go with LeBron as number one. But I can respect the argument. Go on. Tell me more.
Number two, right. I mean, LeBron. I mean, okay. You can't.
Yep.
You can't really beat that. See, the problem is I don't know very much about basketball.
That's all good. That's fine. Here's another hot take for you. Not a hot take. How far is our girls volleyball team going to go this year?
This is the best I've seen in years.
And the last 2 years were great.
And we
were really good last year.
We look good. This is a state championship contending team right here.
To give you guys full clarity, we were not given a roster or anything. We are solely figuring out these names by knowing if we've seen them in school or not. So I apologize for the lack of name knowing. We'll fix it.
I believe it.
Easily.
I'm excited to see what we continue to do this season.
We got electric
Let's
freshmen.
Go.
We got returning now seniors, we got returning now juniors, but I think the addition of some key pieces,
Audrey being in there is a nice asset because she's just so tall. And same with Dom.
Out. There we go.
And Elle and Kate and McCurdy have been playing since they were little. Like, they've been playing. Like, I think a lot of them have been playing since they're really young.
Yeah.
So it's really, I mean.
There's not a weak piece there. There's not a weak piece.
Yeah, they look good. It's been fun watching them this season. I think we got a very high upside. All right, last question for y'all.
All right.
Okay, am I going to get the same energy at the basketball games?
You will get
155%,
more.
155%, bro.
Let's go.
You will get more.
This thing's going to be packed. We're going to make it packed. We're going to figure out a way to make it packed.
Okay. We'll get some incentives, get people out here in the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get them going.
We told Mr. Beckler that we're not going to have issues with the student section this year. We're going to get hype, but we're going to keep it clean.
I love it. Squeaky clean and getting hype.
Yeah.
Nothing more we could ask for.
We will not break Rule 52 this year.
We won't break it.
I love it. I don't even know what that rule is, but we're not going to break it.
She's a freshman chant has started.
For Mrs. Illion. If I said that correctly.
Well, fellas, I think my time might be up tonight.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You're popping on a full interview.
There we go.
At some point.
I'll be back. Okay. Right. This was a fun little feature, though.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you.
That's our dog right there.
Dude, volleyball, 8-6 right now at home.
We scored a point with one less person on in honor of Maddie Moore.
We just scored on USA.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. USA. Run. Yeah.
We got L serving.
Our post-game interview.
Trash serve. That's out.
Let's go.
Let's go. Seatbelt.
Seatbelt. Seatbelt. Ace by L. Let's go, Ace by L. Hey, this is going to be chaotic, but we do not care, bro. We do not care.
This could be the worst but best
podcast of all time, bro. Let's freaking go.
Dude, crown us state champions already. Timeout, Collegiate.
Hands up, hands up. Let's go. Yeah! All right. Too easy. Let's go. 12.
Guys, is this what Bishop Miege feels like in soccer? Because I'm feeling it like
12-6. We are student section maybe small, but it is mighty.
Small but mighty, led by the good, the great Carson Dunnigan and Hayden Roy, leading the student section.
Let's go, nice. Let's go.
We're going to put it right there so it'll pick y'all up.
Let's go. Oh. Hey, good work. Watch out for them.
Shout out Knights Volleyball. They're the best.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm a dog in this student section. Roo, roo. USA.
That's bull.
Hey,
that's borderline Rule 52. We don't do that.
We do not do Rule 52 here at the TA. We've had violations before. It will not happen again.
We took some hits last year. We're bouncing back. We're going to be a clean.
Dude, this is fun.
This is great.
This is going great.
This is our new career. Screw
you.
USA.
Yeah. Raw.
Let's go. This is elite. Oh my.
Let's freaking go. That's the student section, Mike.
That's the student section.
Because they're just
Let's go. We're insane. I've seriously never seen such a dominating performance. Collegiate is shaking in their boots right now. Collegiate has no answer.
No.
Really, bro?
Are we for real, Emmy? And
bro,
the cake?
Emmy, bro.
Are we for real? I can't see anything right now. I don't know what happened, but it was good.
Let's go. We have people purposely blocking our podcast. You know who you are.
Boss, be some random.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We're chilling.
Can you see?
Yeah, I can see good.
Yes. We are dominating right now.
This is insane.
This 16 is to 10.
Trinity's on fire right now.
Is that mic on?
What?
Oh.
Yes, sir. The TA is dominant.
Dude, what are we? This is not the castle.
This is the. I don't know.
What are we naming it? We're naming it right now.
The court, the basketball court. We gotta think of a name for it. Yes. C-Bell!
The Great Hall.
That's what we call it, bro.
The Great Hall.
The Great Hall. That's where the Knights hung
live
up.
In the Great
the
Hall.
The Great Hall. We're naming it right now.
Or the Battle Mint. The Battle Mint.
Dude, I'm feeling great right now. 18 to 10 in the first match. In game one.
Where were the Knights House? In medieval fortification, a bratis is a small balcony. Usually
the
built
Bratis.
The Bratis.
The Bratis.
The Bratis, that's the name. The Bratis.
Nice. Nice.
We're
yes,
back
sir.
On. Let's go. Oh, my kid is munching.
We have Joey's girlfriend serving the ball.
Let's go. This is the most hyped volleyball game I've been to. This burger thing worked.
Whenever you put burgers involved, they always
whenever move. The boys start rolling in when food is involved.
That was a great point by somebody. I'm not going to lie, I didn't see who it was. But it was a great point.
We got this guy in the pink hoodie just blocking the whole thing. We got a podcast rolling.
We're podcasting it up.
We currently got Lankatron with the 3-inch inseam shorts standing and blocking us right now.
Oh, that was unfortunate. But we're still doing great. 19-11. The people are listening after,
on a podcast.
After it's uploaded. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. What do you want to say?
2024.
All right, we'll leave that in.
All right. You heard it.
You heard it here.
I was, okay, I was gonna, I don't trust these little kids.
That's a hot cannon, you don't know what's coming out.
Yeah, especially.
Gratis, come on.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. The Fortress. The Fortress? That's a good one.
The Fortress. Fortress.
Yo, Carson, we're naming it here. It's the Fortress. It ain't the castle, but it's the Fortress.
The gym is the Fortress.
It's the Fortress.
Yes, sir.
That's a good name.
The football stadium is the castle.
Oh, this is going.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Levi, we might have to cut this after the first set, bro, and then get this little post-game interview going. Because this is going to be...
I agree. I mean, we're looking dominant here.
We got Mrs.
We can keep this up.
Miss Deitch serving the ball here.
Yes. All right.
As nice we keep it on that ball at third.
That was a great serve.
Oh, that's easy block. Easy block. That ball went so high in the air, bro.
Oh. Oh. She absolutely whipped that ball.
Yeah, that one's going on SportsCenter, not top 10, guys.
We're dominating.
We're on our feet. We're on our feet here. This is crazy. Oh, my gosh. They got to stop the bleeding now or it's going to get bad. Oh, it's... Oh, it's going backwards. Oh, they got to hit a miracle. Oh, my goodness. She's having a stinker right now. I don't know. This is crazy.
This is going great.
All right, we're moving the mics.
We're moving in front of the table so we can watch. Let's go. We're 1 point away. Winning this match. 1 point away from winning this match.
1 point away. We are dominating. Levi, I'm going to get on the left of you here.
All right.
This is crazy. We're holding these mics as steady as we can. Rare point from Collegiate. We haven't seen that a lot. These mics are going to ruffle, but.
24-13. We'll just take them off the stands.
This is crazy. We got us up on our feet.
This is going great.
This is some crazy work. I thought we played a 22. I'm 21. Game.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
A beautiful
hit
in my
hand. Oh, my goodness.
Holy.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yes, sir. Oh. W set. Just won the first set.
All right. See you, Mr. Aubrey.
This is going great. Carson Dunnigan.
This is crazy. This
Carson.
Is
Carson. Get into Carson.
Carson. Mute that one. No, mute that
can
one.
Can we do an interview?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right, pre-match.
All right. Well, how do we feel about that first set?
That one's off right now.
That one's off. How do we feel about that first set?
Dude, the Knights are on fire right now. I think it's going to be a quick series.
Collegiate doesn't have an answer right now. I don't know what else to say.
No, there is no chance Collegiate comes back and wins this.
The USA
Knights are some dogs right now.
USA Chance. We've
named it here.
Hype.
It's the Fortress. What do y'all think about that name?
I like that. I like that a lot because we got the castle outside, and inside is the Fortress, baby.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, and what do we do to that Fortress? We protect it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey. Keep those USA chants flowing,
keep them,
bro.
Keep them rolling.
Keep them coming, bro.
I like that. I got a USA flag around my neck right now.
Yes, sir.
Trump 2020 on my chest. Let's go, United States. Best country in the world without a doubt.
All right. And the team.
God bless America and God bless Trinity Academy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
We're back on. We're back on. We took a little break.
Second set.
Let's get hype.
We're up 10-8.
Get the student section mic on.
Are we sure?
Yes.
All right, we'll get the student section mic on. Carson, we're getting it.
S. A. Yeah! Big point by the TA.
It's back on. Student section mic is back on.
All right.
Let's Crazy. We cannot have it that loud.
All right, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Oh.
We're good. We're good.
Easy.
S. Oh.
That's you.
S. A. Let's go.
Let's go.
12-8.
Oh, my
right
goodness.
Now. We are. It's
this
a
is absurd work.
Of volleyball.
Let's go, L.
L. Davis is serving.
L. Davis is cooking up. Our whole team is cooking up. And we good.
Hey, we're good. We're
good. Good. We bounce back. Let's go.
That's okay. That's okay.
Guys, this is probably the most chaotic thing we've ever recorded.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's what we want. No, this is like
this
the,
is episode
probably
four.
Like this is probably like the 10th total we've made. Oh.
All right.
All right.
Out.
Out. Out. Appreciate y'all, Charlie.
Good save. Good save.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie. I appreciate you. Saving the. Thank you.
Saving the equipment.
Let's go, Caden. Let's go, Caden. Let's go. Oh. It's just a bomb.
That's okay. That's okay.
We
that's
good.
Okay.
We good.
We're gonna get the ball back. We're chilling.
This is an all-time game right here.
13-10.
Why do we not pull up to more of these?
We should.
I know, bro. Give me free burgers every time it's a game. Oh, that's just out.
Good out. Good call. Good call. Good call.
There we go.
Easy point. That is an easy point. And honestly, at the end of
let's,
the day.
Let's go. Joey's girlfriend up to the plate here.
Let's go, Joey's girlfriend. Where is Joey?
That's a Danny
Frick
break. Come on.
Bump, set. That's okay. That's okay.
Hey, we're good. We're good.
We're in position. We'll be fine. We're still up by three.
We patent that. Yeah. This is the fortress.
This is the fortress.
This is the fortress. You heard it first on Second Take Podcast. What about our colors? Green, green, blue, blue. Easy from Reagan. Caden with a dot. Bang! Let's go. Here we go, Sage. Oh, my.
We're chilling.
Levi, let's freaking go.
Let's go.
We're witnessing greatness. Reagan Allen up to the plate here.
See what you can do.
That's a dot.
Beautiful serve by Reagan.
Oh, there's just no one there. Set this up. Free play
good
here.
Set.
Let's
that
go.
Was a beautiful, beautiful hit.
This is,
let's
a, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Let's go,
Reagan. Back up to serve. Reagan is our, what is it called, Lambrero or something?
Libero?
Libero.
Oh!
This is a great
what
play.
Was even that from collegiate?
That was a great hit, Tom.
Collegiate's feeling the heat here. We're running them out of the water here.
17-11.
They got to go back home to their rich 35 grand a year school just to lose.
People say Trinity kids are spoiled.
Talk about collegiate kids, bro. S. We're good. Yeah.
Trinity, collegiate is my mortal enemy.
Yeah. They think they're the stuff, but all they don't even have a soccer team. We'd clap them. We'd 10-0 them every single game we play them in soccer. But they don't want to make a soccer team because they don't want to lose. Collegiate just don't want to lose. But we're going to feed them. We're going to give them an L here. That's clutch from Reagan. That's, I don't know about that one. Out.
Yeah! Great call.
Hit a little go-go. Nah.
That was a very close call. But it was clearly out.
Great call from the line judge, who happens to be a Trinity parent.
Yes, sir.
This is an ace here. Easy ace.
Beautiful serve.
Ace. The Deitches are goaded.
Hey, ole, 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 ole. Oh my God!
Beautiful serve, another ace by Ava Sky.
Oh my God! Historic at Trinity Academy for Cheryl Deitch.
Yes, Mrs. Deitch, goated.
Clutch AD, clutch everything.
Homecoming.
Oh my, what a blow.
Gonna be without her.
Yeah, homecoming might be an L without her. Oh my,
let's go.
That was just awful.
A beautiful set.
You're 6'6 and you can't hit it over the net. What are we doing? What are we doing?
A volley, a beautiful volley.
Finish the game here, bro. Get this thing over
21
with.
21 to 12. We were very close earlier. We were up by only 4 points earlier.
Oh my God.
Ava Deitch saved.
Her again, bro. Face of the franchise.
Well, that's okay. 21 to 13. We've seen this before. We are going to, I mean, this is hard for them to come back, realistically.
Yeah.
I think we got this in the bag.
Yeah, the probability right now is probably at 5% they come back. Oh, my, what a save.
A beautiful save.
Oh,
beautiful
my.
Save. Ava Deitch.
Oh.
Ava Deitch right here, Ben.
Let's go.
Ava Deitch with the save. Let's go.
Bro, they had to call a timeout, bro. They were that flabbergasted that they had to pause the game.
She's a freshman. She's a freshman.
Oh, my gosh. That's wicked. Our freshman class is crazy.
Beautiful point.
What am I witnessing? This is utter domination. This is not even close. This is crazy.
This might be the longest podcast. If you're to this point, dude, we love you.
Yep. Shout out to all the podcast lovers. We're going to get a lot of downloads just for our top five school launches and stuff. We appreciate y'all who came this far. Collegiate with a point.
Collegiate scored a point, but that's okay. 23 to 14. We're up by 9. My voice is completely shot at this point.
Collegiate who?
I don't think I'm going to be able to sing in choir.
Collegiate who is all I got to say. No,
I'm chilling.
No, we're good.
I spent too much money on this microphone. I'm not shredding it for a dollar.
This is unbelievable.
Yes, sir. That's a beautiful.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
All day.
I can't even react anymore. There's not even a reaction. It's so exciting. Let's go, L.
That's okay.
Bro, why they summer off, bro?
It's okay. We're up.
Yeah, we're up.
I just reached my hand out for a high five from Luke Shepard. He completely whiffed me.
Yeah, number 19. I'm sorry. This is no hate against her. She's had a rough game. They're putting pressure on her here from the student section. That's a mediocre serve. That's huge. Oh, my gosh.
Come on now.
I mean, this is just good volleyball.
This is over. Game.
That's the game. That's
game. Game over.
Right here.
Oh, right here.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go. That probably just broke all the listeners' ears.
That's okay.
Let's go.
Big win.
This seems unstoppable. This is a state championship contender. Like, I'm being dead serious.
I 100% agree.
We just witnessed utter domination against a collegiate team. A solid, solid, solid
100%.
Team.
I love the underdog. All right. Well, we'll get the interview with Elle
after this.
Shortly.
And we'll go on a short little, we'll go on a short break until she comes back out.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah! We're doxologing it.
We're doxologing it up.
School tradition. Hey, I'm going to get it on this. All right.
God from grace in all creatures, hear me roar. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's go!
Let's go. Yeah, we're on. Oh, the mic rip. We straight. No, we ain't broke. We good. L, how long you got?
Hey, yo, where can you go?
Right now.
Right now.
All right. Right there. Which was a dog, by the way.
Okay. L Davis. Big W's for the Trinity Academy Knights.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, what do you have to say? What do you have to say?
What do you got
to
say about that? That was domination.
I mean, not going to lie, pretty easy. Light work on that part.
Light work.
Slight action in that. I mean, like, you know, all you got to do is hit down and get it. So they couldn't stop us.
How does it feel to have, like, a student section at a volleyball game?
It was good, like, finally, because for years we never had anybody. So, yeah. And you guys were great out there. We could hear y'all.
Yeah.
We could hear y'all. They were intimidated.
We're having fun.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
I enjoy being in the student section.
You did?
We filmed a great pod.
Oh, gosh.
But, dude, this y'all is, killed them.
We've said over and over, this is a state championship contending team.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so, too. I think so, too.
100%.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not me.
I mean, L, I've known you since what?
Preschool.
Dude, and you've probably been doing volleyball since then.
I have.
My voice is gone, my bad.
That's a good thing. That means you're cheering.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is true. You have watched me since, oh my goodness.
Well, I don't know if I've watched you, but okay, I know
but
you
like,
played volleyball.
Okay, but like, you've known me for that long. Dang.
But it's crazy. Yeah.
If we made a men's volleyball team, would you guys play?
I'd play.
You would?
I'd play.
I don't know if I'd, like, start.
You'd probably be pretty good, though. We're going to make one.
I'm excited for Buff Puff.
Are they actually?
Yeah, we're going to put one together.
Really?
We actually are.
I didn't know, because, like,
is there any
there's
other
barely
school?
Any teams.
Yeah, they have this league that comes in from different cities all to play, and it's at the Y. It's girls and guys. Like, we can play with y'all.
Oh, that's cool.
But we probably just do
we,
guys.
We'd assemble a super team if we had guys and girls.
There's great guys here who can play, like, who can jump and hit.
Cooper.
Yeah, Colton's a great setter. Kyler can swing.
We are killing the competition. Nobody's even, like,
no,
close
literally.
To us
nobody's coming close. We're going to win everything.
So who do y'all have next?
Huh?
Who do y'all have next?
Like, who we play?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about that one. Oh, Cheney.
Are they?
That's a tough.
That's our biggest competitor because we've lost to them in sub-state last year and got second, and we lost them in league and got second. But this year we're gonna take it.
All right.
All dubs.
Right. Yeah.
We got it.
I see.
So
it.
Are they the like the only thing standing in your way from
literally
that
yeah.
state championship?
Yeah.
All right, let's beat them.
Where is this game? Is it here or?
I think it's at home. I think it's here.
Oh, we're
you
we got
gotta
a similar
no,
squad.
Because that is literally like league championship right there.
All
right.
Yeah. Like, okay.
We'll be here.
Good.
I'll be here.
And we're going to get a bus for everybody to come to Substate.
All right, bet. All right.
Y'all coming?
All right.
You better. All yeah. Right. Well.
Yeah, I will.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
I appreciate y'all for coming on.
Yeah, thank y'all. Yep. I love this podcast. I'll be listening to this tonight.
W-Pod.
It's going to be chaotic.
It's going to be chaotic and really long.
Is it on Spotify?
Yeah. It will be, yeah.
Never we'll watched. I've never listened to it. I will, though. I'm a star. You'll have a new follower.
Bets.
Oh, baby.
Appreciate it.
Oh. That's Mom Shireen. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Yep.
I'll dip out.
Yep.
But.
All right.
Oh.
Let's hit That's a little outro.
Hit a little outro.
Whatever I've done.
This is going
to
be a chaotic
second take podcast.
If you made it this far, we really appreciate you guys.
Yep.
We will make more normal episodes, but this was a good one.
Yep.
See y'all in the next.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.